The original inspiration for Looking Through Stone came from my son's travels through desert and mountains as a student of geology. As more and more rocks appeared on the shelves of our house, the richly varied textures and hues and solidity in my hands spoke also to me of an ancient enduring beauty. Yet reading about geology soon taught that even the mightiest rock could be worn away by drops of water, or melted by volcanic heat, or completely reformed under intense pressure. And what in a landscape appeared to be a mass of opaque gray, under an electron microscope became dazzling splashes of color. These mysteries led my research beyond scientific explanations to the vivid folklore surrounding rocks' origins and surprising properties. How refreshing it was to step outside myself and create poems about a whole new field. After writing for a few years wherever curiosity led, I assessed the accumulated pages and found they fell into four main sections: basic geology, metals, gemstones, and mining history. To fill obvious thematic gaps, I set about researching and composing further poems. For example, in part two I added the more modern metals platinum and uranium, and in part three, at my daughter's suggestion, wrote about the links between gemstones and the ancient Indian system of chakras. In part four, past mining horror stories were counterbalanced by poems about Canada's current stringent mine safety and environmental regulations. Shaping both factual material and traditional lore was a challenge. I needed the content to be accurate, yet at the same time share my fascination. Above all, it had to be poetry, not just fact-filled prose. As an artistic discipline, I set up a pattern of building each stanza on one or more three-line units, because I wanted the lines to roll off the tongue, pleasing to the ear. From the first through the third line, each unit progressively had to either widen or narrow, but without breaking the lines arbitrarily, just to keep up the pattern. Instead, each had to conclude on a significant word. Despite a lack of end rhyme, sprinkled throughout were assonance, alliteration, half-rhyme, and internal rhyme to smooth the sound. From drafting the first poem to the book's publication in 2007, the writing involved countless revisions over a span of 10 years. For its encouragement during that time, in the form of a Works in Progress grant, I thank the Ontario Arts Council. Overall, I hope those who hear or read my poetic efforts will enjoy Looking Through Stone.